already coming to Trump. But we hope that you bear with us. We raise equity and security and justice, and we have a lot of portfolios that we oversee. And given our workload, sometimes we try and see as many departments as we possibly can, depending on what is on our agenda. So our humble apologies for that. My name is Sheda Sheikh. I'm the chairperson of the Select Committee on Security and Justice. I'm going to request members of the committee to introduce themselves. I think this is our very first engagement with the department, and then we'll go into other issues, right? On my, I think members, I can start with you, Honorable Goye.
Good morning. My name is Anele Goye. I'm the whip of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Tiffany. I'm a member of the committee coming from Western Cape.
Good morning, I am Isaac
Mbulelo Sileko, from the Western Cape.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sam Zandamela from Pumala.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, my name is Cindy Lamola. I'm from Pumala province.
Good morning, good people. I'm Simon Faila from KwaZulu-Natal. KwaZulu.
I'm China Dodogo from Northwest.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Komesa Kienu Mutawa. I'm from Gauteng.
Yeah.
exactly the same as what I have before me. Honorable Chairperson, with your acknowledgement, I wish to present the following. That the aim of our presentation is to present to the Select Committee a brief background on hydrography. Hydrography is a branch of the applied sciences which deals with the measurements and descriptions of different features in the oceans or the waters within the country, the coastal rivers and the lakes. It's a specialty that the Republic of South Africa has, and it is not many countries that has that specialty. The most services for the hydrographic office is to give support for safe and efficient navigation. You will note that when a person drives on the road, there will be stop signs, there will be robots, there will be various signs of information. Likewise, when ships sail, there is a need to have information for the captains that are steering the ships. And people responsible to provide such information, they are called hydrographers. They draw charts. Charts will tell that if you take a particular road, you need to be careful when you come to a certain point. There might be a stone, it might be a danger to the ship, or maybe the route you are taking is not safe and all the like. So such responsibilities are responsibilities of the hydrographer. The Republic has become a signatory to the various international conventions. Amongst those, there is a convention on maritime organizations under the auspices of the United Nations. The Republic of South Africa became the signatory to that convention in 1995. What we can tell this committee is that the role and the responsibilities of the hydrographer in the Republic has since been 1995 been provided by a hydrographer in the Department of Defense within the South African Navy. Since then until present, the South African Navy hydrographer has been providing such services for and on behalf of the Republic. The challenge that creates a need for the recognition of this office of the hydrographer is that sometime back in 2008, the Republic was subjected to some inspection just to determine whether the Republic is adhering to the conventions, whether things are still in order. And the investigation, it acknowledged that the hydrographic office of the South African Navy was actually doing the work, and they were happy with all the processes and the office and all. But then they had a challenge specifically with reference to a particular clause which is called Regulation 2.2 of the conventions, that is called SOLAS. S-O-L-A, which stands for Safety of Life at Sea. That particular provision it provides, I will read word by word, it provides that nautical chart or nautical publication is a special people's map or book or a specially compiled database from which such a map or book is derived, that is issued officially by or on the authority of a government, authorized hydrographic officer or other relevant government institution, and is designed to meet the requirements of the marine navigation. Based on that clause or that provision, then it was found that the South African Navy hydrographer could not be termed to be an authorized hydrographer for the Republic or as representing government, because there was nothing regulated on the office of the hydrographer. It is just a service within the SA Navy. Beyond that, the South African government came up with the defense review, which also, in its investigations, it found that the current South African Navy hydrographer is the office that is providing such services, but it is not registered. And therefore, it made certain recommendations, and among them, it recommended that there must be national legislation, which legislation must provide for the appointment of the already established hydrographer and hydrographic offices within the South African National Defence Force to be the hydrographer for the Republic. Solely because the office has been providing such services since the early 50s. On the basis of that defense review policy, the department then initiated a process of consultation. It consulted with the Department of Transport since from way back, maybe 2010, but intense consultation started around 2013, when between the parties involved, it was then agreed that there needs to be a formalized structure so that the country could be fully compliant with the conventions. And out of the consultations that were had, a draft bill was drafted, and it was taken through the processes, which culminated into the bill that was approved and adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans. Honorable Chairperson, the objects of the bill, if I can go into the objects of the bill, as it stands before the Honorable Committee. The objects are to establish the Hydrographic Office, to provide the safety of navigation in the exclusive economic zone and international waters of the Republic, but of importance to ensure that surveying is done in accordance with all the requirements that are accepted internationally as well. Further, the bill makes provision for the appointment of the hydrographer in the South African Navy, as was recommended by the Defense Review, to provide for powers and duties of the hydrographer. When we look at clause by clause overview of the bill, clause 3 speaks to the establishment, 4 speaks to the office itself, 5 speaks to the appointments and the conditions of service, Control Management is clause 6, Powers and Duties is clause 7, Submission of Data is clause 8, clause 9 is Survey Marks, Archiving is clause 10, Copyright is clause 11, and so on, if I may, perhaps without reading clauses with by weight, as we already have, with the permission of the chairperson, of course.
Perhaps I would have thought that you would extend on the clauses, because the intention is that the committee has an understanding of the law. Although, let me also get an indication from honorable members if you want a close-by-close explanation. And I think the reason also we wanted is because there are technical concepts in this law. And we would have thought that you would also kind of explain certain things. Similar to your first explanation of the road, etc. Honorable Dudu.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. If you don't mind, can I just say something in relation to this presentation? For me, this is for the first time I interact with this presentation, and just listening to it and reading this seemed to be a very interesting subject, and I've never came across with this hydrographic process. But it seems very, very exciting, and even the intention seems to be quite noble. And this is what we need in South Africa. I'm not conversant with the terrain at all. Now, the bill is before us because we must at some point, as I understand, go to Parliament and say to Parliament, please adopt this bill. This is a bill, this is a law that must be applicable in the Republic in respect of the hydrographic issues, including the surveying thereof. Now, for me, being a very new concept, I would propose the following. That one, we need some workshop, and I'm saying this because look at what has happened, the good work that has happened since the process started. It started well in 2013, and 6 years later, here we are. Now, I suggest that we need a bit of a workshop, even if it can be a two-hour workshop, as being taken through the hydrographic, you know, environment, both in the country and internationally. So that even when this clause is as much as they're important, there must be some way in which we benchmark with something. That's where I am. I don't know.
Maybe let me stop you there.
Yeah.
I think in terms of even preparation for this, unfortunately, you had to leave us. But as a committee, we have through our research been taken through.
Through
the poll, but
Obviously, we wanted the department to take us through, and the fact that we have South Africa's only hydrographer in our midst, it would actually make sense for them to go clause by clause. There are some issues that relate to structures, etc. I think those are some of the things we are familiar with. But if it makes sense that you take us through clause by clause, I think your comment on the residual, perhaps if other members share the same sentiment based on the fact that they've been taken through this yesterday.
If that's the case, I withdraw.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of that process. For me, it's quite important.
Okay.
So that at the end of the day, if I'm a member of parliament, I adopt something, maybe something that I know and understand its implications.
I know, Honourable Zedugo, you will get up to speed.
Okay,
that
yes,
much
thank
I'm
you.
Confident
okay,
of. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, I was saying out of the recording that we really then pledge to our hydroponic specialists to please take us close by close, especially where there are changes, because we have the bill in front of us. We want to be able to know exactly where there are changes in terms of the new bill. Thank you.
So there are two issues here. To take us through the bill.
Chairperson.
And secondly, to Honourable Mr. Bywena,
just a moment.
But I left the hand before.
Oh, I did not see your hand. But let me finish my point. There are two issues. We want you to take us through the ball, rather than saying there are 20 clauses. Then take us through the ball. And secondly, you were part of the process where the portfolio committee, a bill was presented to the portfolio committee, and there were amendments made to that bill, and you can even highlight those aspects. Honourable Masamai, now is your turn.
Okay, I have a problem of gender on this committee that is before us. There's no ladies on your department. And another thing that I'm worried of, they are on this hydrophagy bill. I ask myself, they include the military veteran, and I know the military veteran are not working, they are suffering. Are they going to put the military veteran on this, or they are just losing a lip service on the issue of the military veterans, because most of the military veterans are not working. But I want just to pass that.
My point of order.
I'm calling you to order the chair, rather.
Yeah.
No, otherwise, we're here to deal with the hydrographic bill, which is in front of the committee, and we're going to allow the department to take us through that bill.
Yeah, but
okay, there are issues that you are raising are for the Department of Defense, which is another meeting, but not this one.
No, here you mean they don't have to mention the military veteran or the issue of gender. I mustn't raise the issue of gender. Why is it important for me to be in the meeting when I see people I cannot ask questions?
Yeah, on the issue of gender is an issue of transformation, okay? In terms of this delegation that is here, I think they'll probably explain why there's no women amongst them. But, Anumola.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to call a point of order on Honorable Mansamai. He's sitting on the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. So, we will ask those questions of military veterans in that committee.
Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Actually, we had prepared a we had prepared it about a 5 minute video, but we were not so much sure about timelines and how much time we have. That's why we just went straight to.
No, you're welcome to play the video. I think in the meantime they'll connect you with you. But don't you want to just talk to the girl as well? And I'm going to request if you could please speedily do that. We actually have another briefing from another department.
Yes. And just to explain something on the bill, so as not to to offend, it is titled Hydrography Explained to Kids. But there is a reason why it's stated like that. It's because most of the places where we went to, the people were so much surprised about hydrography, and about 98% of people that we consulted with knew nothing totally about hydrography.
Yeah, ma.
So do not be
offended. There's a kid in all of us.
No,
Aromata, I come and sit this side.
No, I'm okay.
There's a seat here.
We will pay this. It's about 5 minutes or less. It's the audio.
Collected or analyzed to available in the world. Tide Tables show daily time.